You know, our next guest, as the talented actress from the movie Casper, as well as the Addams Family films, her latest motion picture, The Ice Storm, opens nationally on October 31st. October 31st, is that still coming? What month are we in?
Okay, we're in October.
Okay. Opens nationally on October 31st. Here's the lovely Christina Ricci. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, I'm excited.
How have you been?
Pretty good.
I guess the last time we saw one another was, what, years ago? Six years ago?
7 years
ago? How old are you now?
17.
So that would have been, you were, was it like an Addams Family movie? Is that
what
it was?
Yeah, the first Addams Family.
Oh, so how have you been since then? You've been very, very busy working on a lot of films, haven't you?
Yeah, I worked all summer in L.A. And then...
What did you do in L.A.?
I did this movie called The Opposite of Sex.
The Opposite Sex, right?
Opposite of Sex. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I stayed out there with some friends. My friend Don Roos, he directed the movie, and Danny.
Don and Danny?
Yeah.
Now, you're 17. Shouldn't you be living at home with Mom and Dad?
Well, I should, but I'm pretty good. I'm responsible. Mm-hmm. Danny, actually, I stayed with them for like a month, and Danny worries.
Danny and Don?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. How old are Danny and Don?
32, and a little bit older than that. Don's a little bit older than that. No, it's funny because Danny worries about me constantly. He's a big worrier.
Hey, I'm worried about you. The hell with Danny and Donnie. I'm worried about you.
No, but they worry about me all the time. And they don't need to, of course. But the first weekend they went away, I had a little problem.
What was that?
Well, I woke up at 5:30 in the morning, and I had these horrible pains in my abdomen.
Oh, my gosh.
And I took everything in the house, like Advil, Aleve. Like, I took 5 Aleve, which apparently is dangerous, and I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But I took everything I could find, and then it was finally, like, at 8 o'clock, I couldn't take anymore, so I didn't know what to do. I don't have a car. I don't drive. Mm-hmm. So I called an ambulance. I called 911.
You called the 911?
Yeah, huh? And I said, you know, it's not an emergency, but I'm in these horrible pains. I don't know what to do. I think I need to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I specifically asked for a quiet ambulance because it was early in the morning and it's
now, can you get them quiet? Can you get them? Can you specify?
No.
When you call 911, you have to specify. Do you want a quiet ambulance? Okay, I want the lights. I want the red lights, no blue lights.
No sirens.
No sirens.
I don't want any sirens.
And none of that. Hee-ha, hee-ha, hee-ha. I don't want any of that. It's a very quiet emergency. People are reading through the emergency.
So about 15 minutes later, I opened the door so that, you know, I'd be right there so mm-hmm. I wouldn't make them wait or anything. Right. I opened the door, and I'm, like, standing up there, and all of a sudden I hear this huge siren, and this gigantic fire truck comes down the street.
Oh, there you go. Sure, they don't know. They don't care.
They came up to the door, and I was like, no. I need an ambulance.
An ambulance, sure.
Specifically requested
an ambulance.
Nothing
on fire here.
Exactly. Yeah. And they said, no, it was the same thing.
Same deal, yeah.
I didn't get that at all, yeah. But... they come in, I'm not, like, bleeding, my chest is not an open wound, mm-hmm. so they couldn't figure out what's wrong with me.
And was your pulse elevated?
No.
Were you running a fever?
No, but I wasn't looking too good.
Were your pupils dilated?
No. Mm-hmm. No, so they were like, what are we going to do with you? And I was like, no.
Did you suffer diminished cognition?
Actually, I think so. So they finally took me to the hospital.
You're lucky to be alive, young lady. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't do well with that kind of thing.
Well, you're 17, you're just a kid, you shouldn't really have like a... You can have boyfriends, you know, friends who are boys.
Right,
but when you have girlfriends, you don't need a boyfriend, because you probably know this better than anybody. Kids today, by and large, you excluded, of course, are punks.
Quite punk rock.
Yeah. So, well, that's good. So now, give me an example of how you're not good with your boyfriend.
I have this problem where I lie all the time. And so when I go on dates, I get nervous, and then I just start spewing out lies.
Right.
And it'll be something that, like, really did happen to me,
uh-huh.
but then it turns into this whole thing. Like, when I was 7, I fell off a dock. But on the date, it turns into, when I was 3, I jumped off the Santa Monica Pier.
Well, that's all right. So you're just invoking hyperbole
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I lie about my... I don't know, just like stupid things. I lied about my eye color once. This kid was sitting right across from me, and I was like, well, actually, I have yellow eyes. And first I was thinking, God, I'm so stupid. He obviously knows that I'm yellow. But then he believed me, so I was kind of thinking, God, no,
he's looking right at you, and he thinks that they're yellow eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which you can see they're not
yellow. Don't seem to be yellow at all, huh?
No.
Were you lying about that stomachache thing you told us earlier?
Well, when the ambulance finally came, I thought maybe you made it up. The pain went away. So then I had to act like really frightened and start crying just that they would be nicer to me instead of like so cynical about my pain. So, you know, I did actually have to
manipulate them a little bit. Did Donnie and Danny do when they got home?
They got home.
They must have been furious, Donnie and Danny. You have no business living with middle-aged men. You're a kid.
No, I stay with them. It's like a really happy home environment.
Sure,
no,
it is. Like, is it more like a hostel, like a youth hostel?
Yeah, well, we go out to dinner, and I go with Danny to lunch every day, and they have dogs. They have two dogs. They have this little tiny dog named Zeld and a big dog named Basha.
Oh, yeah, it's a regular Neverland.
Yeah, but I'm a little scared. I'm a little scared if there's an earthquake because dogs and earthquakes don't really go well.
That's right. Well, dogs are like your early line of defense. They'll let you know when there's an earthquake.
Yeah.
They start whirling and howling.
And they start, you know, releasing their bowels everywhere. My aunt's dog, I was in the big earthquake in L.A., and that's all she could do was just, you know, let me...
That's the real problem with earthquakes, I think. That's why people are leaving L.A. Much dog crap everywhere. Well, it's been nice to see you again. Now, the movie is Ice Storm. Is that right? With Kevin Kline. Oh, he's great. Kevin Kline's terrific. And you know, they shot this movie in my town. Did you know that?
In New Canaan?
Yeah. It's nice up there, isn't it?
It's really nice.
Yeah.
They tried to kick us out.
New Canaan did?
Yeah. Were you on that board?
I made a couple of calls.
Maybe.
Yeah. Nice to see you again. Thank you for being here. Christina Ricci. We'll be back with No Answers.